You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
Okay, come on. Time to get you caught up here. Let's do this thing. Let's do it right, and let's do it now.
All right, time for a sports wrap. He is the man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in the city, go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Mile.
Tigers are blowing out the Twins tonight so far. So far, so good. 9-1 the score in the fourth inning. In the bottom four. Rick Porcello looks like he'll cruise to his, third victory of the year? 7-run third inning for the Tigers made the difference. Torii Hunter had a big 2-run single in there. Nick Castellanos earlier hit his third home run, a 2-run jack. And he's got a couple of hits tonight. Tigers already with 11 hits in the fourth inning. Looking good so far in the start of the 8-game road trip at Target Field. Big Ten baseball in East Lansing. Northwestern loses to the Spartans. MSU wins at home 3-2. Michigan is now finished with their work tonight in Ann Arbor at the Wilpon Complex. Losing to Nebraska 6-4. Michigan scored 3 in the ninth, but it wasn't enough. Wings in Boston for Game 5 tomorrow, 3 p.m. Bruins lead the series 3-1. And Spartan football spring game action for you tomorrow, 2 o'clock. Game actually goes, or controlled scrimmage, kind of goes at 2:08, but the Big Ten Network will start their broadcast at 2. It's free to the public. You can go. You can hang out. You can go park for free. And if you just want to see Spartan Stadium and everything around it, that's a good time to do it. Spring football for the Rose Bowl champions tomorrow at 2. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker the Man presented to you by Sporty Cuts. NBA playoffs tonight, Game 3. Brooklyn now leading Toronto 88-75 in the fourth. Washington up on Chicago 58-55 third. Trevor Ariza with 14 so far to lead the Wizards. Houston, Portland, 10:30 tonight. A little less than an hour from now. Cup playoffs tonight. Flyers lead the Rangers, still 2-1, third period. Flyers trying to tie the series at 2. Blues and Blackhawks all knotted at 1 in the second. Long way to go there. Marian Hossa has scored for the Blackhawks. TJ Oshie has scored for St. Louis. Stars and Ducks, 10:30, Honda Center, Anaheim, series tied at 2. Other baseball, American League, Kansas City hanging on to that 2-0 lead over Baltimore in the sixth. Angels over the Yankees, 8-1 seventh. Albert Pujols, his ninth homer of the season, number 501 for his career. Boston over Toronto, 7-1 in the eighth. Tampa leads the White Sox 4-2 in the fourth, despite Jose Abreu's eighth home run of the season. I'm telling you, this kid is gold. Houston leads the Astros 5-1 in the fourth at Minute Maid. Oh, the Minute Maid. Texas, Seattle, Lloyd McClendon, Prince Fielder. Well, Fielder plays for the Rangers. Lloyd's managing the Mariners. 10-10 tonight in Seattle. One interleague series, Cleveland, San Francisco at 10:15. National League, Bryce Harper's 3-run triple has the Nationals still up 6-0 over San Diego now in the fifth. Mets over the Marlins 2-1 eighth. Braves lead Cincinnati 5-4 in the seventh. Lyle Overbay hits his first of the season. Milwaukee leads the Cubs 4-1 in the fourth at Miller Park. Cardinals still up 1-0 over the Pirates down in the fourth inning. Philadelphia, Arizona starts just a couple of minutes. Rockies, Dodgers starts at 10:10. Third round action is tomorrow morning, bright and early at the PGA Tour Zurich Classic at TPC Louisiana, just outside New Orleans. Ben Martin will be your leader when they tee off on Saturday at 15 under par. 3-shot lead on Andrew Svoboda. 4 back are Rob Streb and Sung Yuel No. Shot a 68, 11 under par. David Duval in the hunt, technically. For a 69 at minus 7, the cut line minus 2. Ernie Els and the defending champion Billy Horschel did not make the cut. NASCAR's in Richmond. Qualifying was supposed to be tonight for the 400. No qualifying. Rain washed it out. They'll do it by points for the race tomorrow. Kevin Harvick on the pole. And as I mentioned yesterday, RG3, Robert Griffin III, will drive the pace car for the Richmond race tomorrow night. Isn't that exciting? That is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Our number, 248-848-1130. We kind of went off on a tangent about the whole Northwestern vote today, just more succinctly about the vote itself. 76 players marched into McGaugh Hall. No reporters were allowed on campus, so they stayed just off of campus. They literally was screaming at guys going in. Trevor Siemian and Venrick Mark and some of the other Northwestern players will be back this year. The guy who started it all, Kane Coulter, is done. He's not even coming back to Northwestern. He's finished, his eligibility is over. And nobody commented. Reporters weren't even allowed on campus. We mentioned that yesterday.
And that's unbelievable for a school that has such a journalism
program.
They
didn't want the vote getting out. They didn't want to poll the people.
Horrible.
That's why they did. I mean, whether it's right or wrong,
it's wrong. I mean, it's wrong. As a place of education, it's wrong.
And as you said yesterday, with the one of the finest journalism schools in America, the Medill School of Journalism, it really is backwards.
You think Mike Wilbon and those guys, all the alum, Jamie Samuelson, a couple of people we know went there.
A lot, and some of the great actors and actresses who were part of the journalism program, people like Richard Benjamin, Paul Apprentice, Charlton Heston went to Northwestern, Paul Lind, your buddy Paul Lind.
Oh, my goodness.
Went to Northwestern. It's a very, I mean, you know, Charlton Heston's obviously one of the all-time greats, and he went to New Trier High School and then to Northwestern. A lot of the Chicago area actors and athletes go there, and journalists. Brent Musburger, I think, is a Northwestern guy, isn't he? I'm pretty sure
I think so. I think you're right.
Stayed in Chicago, was a newspaper writer before he ever went to broadcasting. Brent was a newspaper writer at Chicago Sun-Times. He was a columnist.
Right.
You think of him just as a long-time, you know, foof on the TV.
He started in print journalism.
Yeah,
a lot of people did. A lot of, back then.
That was your avenue into television.
You had
radio.
To get some credibility first,
yeah.
Mark. That just well, you
Not
didn't
like
just show
today.
Up right. Not like today. Any foof could have a radio show, and if you listen to most of them, you could tell they've never covered a game or had anything. I mean, I'm not here to point fingers at people, but Mark. I don't care what anybody says. It makes a difference if you've been out there. Do you know the different show you do? If you're a couch potato who just throws stones at everybody and never goes around, your conversation is totally different. You know that. Especially once you've talked to people and you know people and you have sources.
Because they're human.
Right. And
many
you realize
of them have a human
exactly.
emotions.
Exactly.
And a human element to them that you don't either want if you don't go and talk to them or you... just diss because you're too lazy.
I feel bad for people. I really feel bad for people listening and being forced to listen to people who are hacks, who have never covered anything, who are afraid to talk to the people who they're talking about, afraid to show their face because they talk. It's tough guy radio. I could easily talk behind a microphone. But, Mark, we got to be at the ballpark, right? Anybody could walk up on me and scream on me and say, I heard what you said. I've done it all my whole career.
We've told the story before. We had Doug Brocale on
opening day.
We
were on DFN opening day. Tell a story because it's important.
1998. It was opening day. The Tigers weren't great. It was Andy Smith was just getting started, and I don't remember Buddy Bell or was it not Buddy? Maybe it was LP was the manager then, and we had Doug Brocale on, and Rob says to him, flat out, Doug, do you yes or no? It was a yes or no question about the pitching staff. Do you have enough pitching to win the division or something? It was opening day, so it was an overall.
And it was
overview.
A yes. Remember, I used to always
said,
do that, Mark.
Yes or no?
Because I never wanted. We never let people wiggle out of it.
A lot of guys might have said, "Well, Rob, it's not that simple." Doug Brocale didn't. He said no.
And I said, and then I think you said, Mark. So you're saying you don't have enough pitching to beat the Yankees? I think that's what it was,
yeah.
Right?
And we followed up, and he said no. So that's what I'm saying.
So that was it. So then we get in our car and we go down to the ballpark.
We didn't. You know, we could have not gone. We could have waited or just gone to do our
thing. We're going up to the press box.
Yeah.
We didn't have to go to the – did we go? Into the clubhouse.
And you're absolutely right. We could have walked around, had a hot dog, gone upstairs, and sat our asses up there.
And been cool.
Never been seen by anybody. We went down – and this is Tiger Stadium. It's not even the comfort of Comerica. We went right down to the thing. We walked in, and the first guy there is
– Greg Jeffries.
Greg Jeffries. He's looking at both of us. He's putting on his sweat socks, and he says – Doug Brocale is pissed at you.
You're in trouble.
You're in trouble.
And we're like,
he wants to see you two. We should have been holding hands.
We're like,
it was weird.
What?
And I went right up to us. And
then this is what they used to always say. You ambushed him. No, we didn't. We asked him a question.
On a radio show. It wasn't like he didn't know he was on a radio
show. Oh, wait
show.
A minute. You're going to ask questions? I'm coming on, and I'm not going to be a mime. I'm actually going to answer. You're going to throw questions out.
Wow, I didn't know that's how this works.
Is that how it works?
And I think you're the one who said, Greg, you put your arms out. I can still see you with your arms out to Jeffries. Here's a guy who lived in New York.
Right.
Who was a Met, who had to put up with that crap.
And remember, he was
years.
Supposed to be the greatest thing since sliced bread, and he never panned out.
Wasn't he already with St. Louis, too, at that point? He finished his career like with the Tigers. They were pretty close. And I liked Greg Jeffries. I thought it was kind of cool that he was here. But he was, he's pissed at you. And you put your arms out, and then we didn't miss a beat. We went upstairs. We walked up the thing into the dugout. And looked for Doug Brocale and confronted Brocale. As it turns out,
yeah.
He wasn't that pissed.
He wasn't that pissed. He just said, you know, guys were listening on their way to the ballpark. So when I came in, that's what he told us. Some guys were mad. Doug, you could have said, yeah, we got enough. And that would have been the end of it. We didn't put.
Of course,
work
they had
in
a crappy year. They didn't compete. They were terrible, and that was the end of it. And we all knew it. And anybody that had brain knew it. I thought Brocal was coming back. I thought we'd have Doug Brocal as pitching coach.
I liked him, though. I thought
Ospreys was bringing him as pitching coach. Yeah, I really did.
I liked Doug Brocal. Yeah, you thought he would be the guy.
Yep, because he's done that.
But I think the Tigers and Dave stepped in, Dave Dombrowski, because of what Jeff Jones, right, has done.
I got to be honest with you.
No, but Mark, with that, you just say.
Jonesy's got to have pictures of somebody.
But you just, Mark, with the way the starting staff
is going,
you're not going to.
What are you going to complain about? Verlander and Scherzer and Sanchez and Ricky, even Porcello, as much as you don't like him, whatever. Yeah, okay, we're not going to fire our pitch. If you fire this guy, what message does that send? That you got Verlander right, you got Scherzer right, you got Sanchez, you just went to 3 straight ALCSs. As far as coaches go, yes, Jeff Jones, absolutely positively. But, Jeff, seriously, where are the pictures? How did you pull it off? He's been in this organization forever. At least it seems that way. You know what I'm saying? All right, we're at last call time, people. We'll finish up with Northwestern. Take whatever you got. Bring it, you know, fast, hard, and strong. Last call time is for you. We give it to you. You know, it'll be EP's time because I think we put him to sleep. I literally think Eric is just –
Is he so bored with the show?
This is the collective room in there between Eric, Matt, Sarah. They're all just –
It's Friday
night. It looks like a damn slumber party.
It's all right.
They're just a sound asleep. I don't know how the Telecaster even works anymore. Whatever. TriCaster, Telecaster, it's the same thing to me. All right, last call. 248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Detroit's 1130. WDFN the Fan. It's a Friday.
You are listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's number one late, live, local sports show.
Oh, it's so good.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
I should have put that up there. There's a J-Lo shot with the grumpy cat. Look, I'm driving around again today. We talked about earlier, I was over on Long Lake Road and that area, and just anywhere around Metro Detroit you go, you're going to be really got to be really careful now. I mean, it's really bad. And as much as they're trying to fix these roads as much as they can't get to them all. So if you have any problems whatsoever, or even if you just need routine maintenance, you need to take your car, truck, or van to the experts, the pros, at a place that's actually got that in their name, Expert Car Care.
That's right, Mark. They offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. Best of all, you'll be back on the road and safe and sound. Sometimes, Mark, you know what? The same day.
Expert Car Care does everything on your vehicle. Service everything. I'm front to back, up to top. Whether it's something as simple as a windshield wiper or a tire repair, or as a major as replacing the whole transmission or engine. If you mention Parker and the Man, you'll be well off. I'll just tell you that.
That's right. If you mention Parker and the Man, Mark, not only will you receive a free oil change with any work done, I got a better deal than that.
Mm-hmm.
You'll also receive a free front wheel alignment if you need one.
Oh, so that's over $100 in savings by just saying Parker and the Man. Passed right on to you. Expert Car Care, Mike and his great people have locations for you on 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming. Easy does it. And on 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. Easy as you please. Expert Car Care is your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yes?
Go get Expert Car Care.
I can't get it off of this damn grumpy cat. And now with Jennifer Lopez, I'm telling you, that Jennifer Lopez, wow. Better looking today than ever. What's she now, 44? Incredible. Not that that's old or anything like that. We're wrapping it up here tonight. Wrap it up for the week. Anything else you got to tell people for the week? I'm done with sports topics. What else you got?
No, that's it. You know what? I will mention, Mark, on Monday I will not be here. First show I'm going to miss.
Yes,
but for a good reason. But for a good reason.
I'm
speaking to kids at Columbia University, my alma mater, on Monday in New York. Yeah, it's very nice. I was invited. It's about, thank you. Thank you very much. It's about sports, race, and journalism. That's the topic. There's like 6 panelists, Mark, and they chose me to be one of them.
Good for you.
And I'm looking forward to it at Columbia University.
Yeah. You have to. That's a must.
You know what? You know when I told you, I said I need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll get into New York and I'll be right back.
I got 3 weird women's problems here. Russell Wilson, did you see that he's divorcing his wife?
Uh-huh.
Ashton.
What happened?
High school sweethearts married in 2012. What happened was he's 25 and he won a Super Bowl. So he wants to prance around, obviously. So the wife was no good anymore.
I don't know. I think maybe he might want a little brown sugar now.
Well, whatever. Number two.
Is that right?
Floyd Mayweather canceled his engagement.
Really?
To Chantel Jackson, who is gorgeous. Have you ever seen her?
Yeah, but Mark, there's a lot of gorgeous women who have headaches.
He's fighting next week. He called his engagement off. They've been together for 4 years. I mean, Russell Wilson and Ashton have been like high school sweethearts.
Mark, do you
forever.
Know how many stories they've done with those two mushy, schmushy, kissy, wissy?
How about the third and the biggest of them, though?
Uh-oh,
Tiger Woods and Lindsay Vonn are double dating all the time now with Elin and her billionaire boyfriend.
That's ridiculous.
Her dude is named Chris Klein. He's a billionaire.
Would you go double date? Would you do that?
With my ex?
Yeah.
Like ex-wife who smashed my windows out
and
of my Escalade?
And blew my career and like...
Took me off the rails for at least 2 years, if not currently still?
Right.
Even though he had you won those tournaments. Thank you, Bobby.
But I just wouldn't want to...
No?
I would be happy...
It's creepy.
I would be happy for it, but I don't want to sit with the guy now. And if you're the other guy, you know, you're sitting there knowing what was going on. You're married. It just feels weird.
And especially when we now know about Tiger. With his
escapades, right.
Fetishes and stuff.
I would be afraid that I would drink from one of his glasses by mistake.
Well, anyhow, Lindsey Vonn and Tiger Woods and Elin and Chris Klein, Elin Nordgren, are double, like all the time. And Lindsey Vonn has become like best buddies with Elin. And, you know, you got kids involved with it. You want to be careful with that? Look, Russell Wilson, does he have children? Russell Wilson and this Ashton? They were married in 12. I don't know what he does, but already divorcing. I think that's a classic case of, dude, I want a Super Bowl. I'm out.
Did the Nets blow this game? Can we switch over?
Can we switch over? I'll give you the score.
What is the score?
The New Jersey Nets won by a score of, I keep calling them New Jersey. Brooklyn Nets. There's 20 seconds to play. The Nets are up 2. 98-96. That's where it stands right now. Just to let you know. So, by the way, Lindsey Vonn, Elin, and Ashton, I'm not going to use you for a call me tonight, just to let you know, even though I can't be picky. Rob, that's going to do it for us.
Mr. Free Throw.
You can go watch this when you're done, though. Tigers are still up 9-1. It's blowout tonight.
On up until the end. Parker's been your friend.
I've been your friend. Oh, wow, they're shooting free throws. Mark, let's thank, of course, EP, Gary. Who else we got back there? Matt, Joshua, Sarah, everybody, Mark, you know, we wouldn't be able to do that fine radio program without them.
They just woke up, too. Just in time.
All right, yeah, they woke up. We woke them up so that
just
they could go home.
Just in time so they could
leave.
Right,
so they could go home now.
Don't forget to hit us up on Twitter and Facebook and all the other stuff. Email us at parkerandtheman@yahoo.com. Bob Bauer tomorrow from 10 to noon. Chef Rob and Theo from 9 to 11 on Sunday. He's Rob Parker.
And he is the man, Mark Wilson. We'll be back Monday night, at least Mark will,
yeah,
at 7.
Sports Night with Parker DeMann recorded live in front of a tape studio audience, but you know that by now. Fox Sports Radio, Jason Smith, and then Matt Shepard Morning as well, 7 to 10 next Monday. Don't miss him either. You want to be there for that because it's cool.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
NBC, see you later.
Olivia Fierro out there in Vegas. Call me.